Chanukah Sameach, and welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call, live from sunny Boca Raton, Florida. I'm your host, Naftali Herman. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 28th day of the month of Kislev, and the fourth day of Chanukah. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Monday's program is anytime over the weekend. We'll just call it like that. If you're enjoying and benefiting from the daily call, please let your family and friends know about it. Share it with your circle of friends. Share it on WhatsApp, by word of mouth, and email. Let them know that we'd love to have them join us as well. Each tefillah, each word of Torah learned really makes a world of a difference. And just like we're benefiting from this and have been now for coming up on 2 years, we'd love to continue to have more of our brothers and sisters in the Jewish community join us as well. So please help us get the word out. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Daniel Glatstein of Kehillas Tiferes Mordechai in Cedarhurst, New York, to share the Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Glatstein slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Chuf, Chaf Aleph, and Chuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishaberach L'cholim, the sizable pause to insert names. And as always, we will conclude with the recitation of Achenu. What a pleasure and honor it is to welcome Rabbi Glatstein to the Daily Call. I should mention that he's the author of a number of svarim, including a wonderful book which is put out by Artscroll titled The Light and the Splendor, which is very appropriately about Chanukah. V'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Glatstein.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, for that very warm introduction. It's a true honor to share with you some thoughts of Torah in honor of the Yom Tov of Chanukah, and at this amazing gathering, which is daily, and to have the opportunity to learn and to be mispalel on Chanukah is a very unique privilege. So let me share with you two simple questions. What exactly is the miracle of Chanukah? Actually, the Gemara asked that question in probably the most celebrated two words in the entire Talmud Bavli. The Gemara says, "My Chanukah." What is Chanukah? And the Gemara goes on to relate the story of how the Greeks defiled all the oil in the temple, and when the Hashmonaim came in, they found only one flask, and it was only enough to light for one night. And lo and behold, miraculously, it lasted for 8 days. That is what the Gemara says. We're all familiar with that. And interestingly, the Gemara omits the miracle of the military victory. The Gemara does not mention anything about the military victory, the rabim biyad ma'atim, the many who are conquered by the few. On the other hand, if we look in the insert that we add to the Shemona Esrei, to the Amidah, to the daily prayer, Al Hanisim, we focus only on the military victory. We say when the evil regime of Greece stood up against the Jewish people to remove us from Torah and Mitzvot, and Hashem delivered them into our hands, Rabim Biad Ma'atim, Yiboyrim Biad Chaloshim, the many in the hands of the few, the mighty in the hands of the weak. So in the Al Hanisim, we focus only on the military victory. So what was it? Was it the miracle of the oil, as the Gemara says, or was it the military victory, as we say in Al Hanisim? We may add further that the miracle of the oil wasn't even necessary, as there's a halachic principle that when the majority of the Jewish people are in a state of impurity, you're allowed a light with impure oil. This is called Tumah Hutra B'tzibor. So the miracle wasn't necessary, and we know God doesn't perform miracles for naught. So why would we even need the miracle of the oil lasting an additional 7 days? Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the great Rosh Yeshiva of the Mer Yeshiva, offers the following analogy. There was a priceless heirloom that was lost. It was worth millions, and a child in the family found it. And when the child found it, the father ran over to the child, and he enveloped him in an embrace, kissed him, thanked him. Everyone was overjoyed because the heirloom was found and was recovered safely. But the child who found it was overjoyed because not only had he found the heirloom, he also received a loving kiss from his father. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the military victory was the miracle we all needed. We were being persecuted. We cannot perform our religious obligations. We cannot fulfill Torah mitzvahs. The military victory is what the Jewish people needed at the time. That is the main cause of celebration. However, when you really love someone and you present them with something valuable, you present your wife with a diamond ring, you present your husband with a beautiful watch, it's not only the gift. When you wrap that gift and you put it in a elegant box and you wrap it in wrapping paper and you put a bow, that box, that bow does not increase the retail value of the item, but it adds an intangible touch of love. And in a certain sense, the joy of receiving the gift is not only for the actual item, but the joy of receiving it with love, that it was wrapped and a bow was tied around it, that in a sense is the greater cause of celebration. So on Hanukkah, yes, here we are. We're gathering together to learn. We're gathering together to pray. God delivered us from the hands of our enemy, and that was the miracle we needed. But God wanted us to know. The Rebbe was telling us, I didn't save you because I had to save you, which I did. I'm your father. I'm your king. I had to save and rescue the Jewish people. But I didn't do it because I had to. Let me show you that I did it out of my love for you. I'm going to add the intangible touch of the miracle of the oil, which wasn't even necessary. That was the bow. That was the wrapping paper. That was what we call ha'aras panim. That was the illuminative face of Hashem showing us that he didn't save us because he needed to. He saved us because he loved us. The miracle of the oil was an embrace and a kiss from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from God, and that is the greatest cause of celebration. Okay, we begin the recitation of Tehillim with Parak Chaf, chapter 20. Lam Natsayach Mizmar LeDavid Ya'ancha Adaynoi B'yom Tzara Yisagevcha Shem Elohe Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadeka Yizkoyer Komin Chaysecha V'oilasecha Yidashin Asela Yitem Lecha Chilvavecha B'chol Atzasecha Yimalei Neranina Bishuasecha U'vshem Elohinu Nidgoyol Yimalei Adonai Komishaloi Secha Ata Yadati Ki Hoishi Adonai Mishichai Ya'anehu Mishimei Kodshoi B'gvurois Yesha Yiminoi Eilev Arechev Ve'eilev Asusim Ba'anachnu B'shem Adonai Elohinu Nazkir Heima Karu V'nafalu Va'anachnu Kamnu V'nisoidad Adonai Hoishia HaMelech Ya'anehu V'yom Karenu. Parak Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmar le David, Adonai Roi lo yachzar, Benois deshe yarbitzeini, Almei menuchai fina haleini, Nafshi yishoi veiv, Yanchini v'maglei tzedek lema'an shemoi, Gam ki eilech b'geit salmoves, Lo yira ra ki ata yimadi, Shivzicho mishantecha heima yinachamuni, Ta'aroich lefanei shulcha neged zayrurai Yishanta v'ashemen roishi koisi revaya Ach toi v'chesed yedifuni kol yimei chayoi V'shavti v'veis adeinoi lo'irech yamim. Parak Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir lama alois Esoi nai el heharim Me'ayin yavoi ezri Ezri meyim Adonai, oisei shamayim va'aretz, al yitein lamoid raglecha, al yonum shoymerecha, yinei vayonum v'lo yishan, shoymer Yisrael, Adonai shoymerecha, Adaynoi Selecha Yad Yiminecha Yoimam Hashemesh Lo Yakeka V'yareach Ba'aloyla Adaynoi Yishmarecha Mikara Yishmar Esnafshecha Adaynoi Yishmar Tzeisecha Uvayecha Me'at Haviyad Oilam. Parak Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130. Shir HaMaloich Mimamakim Kirasicha Adaynoi Adoinoi Shemavikoili Tienos Nachakashuvoi Fukol Tachanunoi Imavoinoi Sishmoria Adoinoi Miyamoid Ki Mechasulicha Lima Antivare Kivisi Adoinoi Kivisa Nafshi Livaroi Hoi Cholti Nafshi Ladoinoi Mishamirin Laboiker Shoy Miriam La Boyka Yachel Yisrael El Adoinoi Yim Adoinoi Hachesed V'Harbei Moisedus V'Hu Yishtas Yisrael Mikael Avoinoi Sav Misha Bech Avisenu Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Moshe V'Aaron Dov Yishlomo Yivach V'Yirat Esachoylem Bavur, Shakohol, Mispalam Bavuram, Mishazah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mali Rachamim Aleihem Lach, Vimam Lerapoisam Lach, Svikam Lach, Yaisam, Yishlach Lohem Mehira, Fushlem Rat Shemayim, Lerumach Evarahim, Rishtog Yideyam, Yisog Shorcho Yisrael, Fulas HaNefesh, Fulas HaGuf, Hashab HaGuf, Zman Koriv, Vinoy Mar, Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Glasstein, and thank you as well to Chazak for their support and assistance in connecting us with Rabbi Glasstein. We would love to have you back in the near future. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered with Tova, whatever it might be that we are praying for, that we're davening for. May all of our tefillot, may all of our prayers be answered with Tova for good. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day, and a happy Chanukah.